Module 9, What Not to Include in the Procedure Guide. We have already established what to include in the procedure guide. Now it is time to address what should never be included in a binder under any circumstances. Much of what needs to be avoided in the procedure guide is common sense. Passwords and any other confidential information must not be included in the binder. Find other methods of sharing confidential information when it is necessary. Passwords. Passwords should never be placed in the binders where they can be easily read. This includes all passwords that may be used regularly, such as email, company portals, passwords to financial accounts, etc. If passwords need to be recorded, they should be stored in a separate folder. Physical folders with passwords should be kept in a separate location from the binder, and any computer files need to be password protected themselves. Only authorized personnel should be able to access the passwords. Determine who needs to access passwords and make sure that they know how to access the information. This list typically includes administrators and people in executive positions. Identify other confidential information via your employer. Companies are responsible for a great deal of confidential information, and they have an obligation to keep this information safe. This includes social security numbers, dates of birth, company credit card information, trade secrets, etc. Like passwords, all confidential information needs to be kept out of all the binders and manuals. Remember, if you have any concern that information you have may be private, do not record it for all to see. It is better to be safe than sorry. Store information in a separate folder outside of the guide. When you must store confidential information, place it in a separate folder. The folder should be labeled carefully. Obviously, writing confidential information on the folder is not an option. It is best to give it a simple label such as administrative information, or simply give it the same name as the executive's title. Choosing an innocuous title will help disguise what you are storing and prevent people from becoming too interested in the folder when you need to take it out. Find a secure location to store. Once confidential information is placed in a separate folder, it needs to be stored exactly. Lock it in a drawer or file cabinet that other people are not able to easily access. Place the folder in the back of the drawer or cabinet. Only tell authorized personnel where the folder is located and do not leave the key out where it can be found. Any computer files that contain confidential information need to be password protected and encrypted. You should avoid storing the files on shared systems. The more difficult that it is to access information, the better. Additionally, make sure malware detectors, firewalls, and other security features are updated regularly. Case study. Diana was asked to keep confidential information for her supervisor. She decided to keep the folder in her file cabinet. Her supervisor labeled the folder account numbers so anyone who looked at the folder would know that it contained confidential information. Diana kept the cabinet locked, but she did not want to keep the key on her in case her supervisor wanted to get the file while she was gone. She left the key below the pens in her desk drawer. 8 months later, the supervisor noticed money missing from the account.